understand, you know, following the outbreak of the crisis in 2016, some 2 years back, the relationship between the organized forces and the civilians was not all that good. And according to our research and according to our findings, responses from the people, they say the relationship is not good. They feel if this dialogue is put in place, so that they can begin to rebuild their broken relationships between the organized forces and then the civilians. Mm. The civilians are expecting that the organized forces are to protect them. And then the organized forces are also saying they want the civilians to respect them. So we thought, why it's good that we bring them under one umbrella so that we talk issues that affect our relationship. And then in the end, we will strengthen our relationship and all of us participate towards peace building in Yei River State. We have understood that the peace agreement has been signed. And then implementing this peace agreement is not only the responsibility of some specific individuals. We need to ensure that all of us, as stakeholders, as citizens, as half-citizens, we need to come together, dialogue, find out what are some of the issues affecting our social relationship, our relationship at the community level, so that in the end, once we have discovered these issues, and then we will come up with the solutions to address these issues, so that we live in peaceful coexistence within Yei River State in general.
Mm. So, yes, this is a very good forum or a very good meeting, bringing civilians, military, and all the organized forces. So why do you think this peace dialogue, we should start with the relation between military or organized forces and civilians?
It's really very necessary because our relationship has been broken. And now that peace has been signed, we need to, you know, build that relationship. To rebuild that broken relationship, we need to come together. Identify some of the causes that triggers conflict in our community between the organized forces and then the civilians. Two, we will also be looking at the issue of trauma because many of us are traumatized, most especially the soldiers themselves. They are also traumatized because of the situation. So it's very necessary that we bring these people together. We take them through sessions on conflict mitigation. We take them through sessions on trauma and counseling. We take them through sessions on peace building, reconciliation and forgiveness, and then we also take them on issues to do the peace advocacy at the community level. We will also be taking them on the dissemination of this peace agreement that was signed in Addis Ababa or in Khartoum. We want them to understand the content. What does it mean? We talk about the security arrangement. What is it containing, the security arrangement? And then we also need to tell them about the governance system, how it has been designed, so that they will understand that this peace agreement has been signed. And then it is our responsibility to ensure that we disseminate these messages to the people down at the grassroots, so that all of us are able to live in peace and harmony. And then in the end, we promote peaceful coexistence and reconciliation at the grassroots level.
Do you predict any resolutions?
Yeah, you're right. You understand, when it comes to peace building, one recommendation that we have also seen, if the people have started, like for instance in the open session that we have just started, they are saying that for people to live in peace and harmony, there must be respect among ourselves. The soldiers will respect the civilians, and then the civilians will also respect the army, so that in the end, we're able to live in peace. That's one recommendation that we have just gotten from the participants. Another thing that I've also said is that they are ready to coexist, and then they are ready to forgive and reconcile. Though, you know, despite what has happened in the past, there should be rescue and forgiveness is another thing that I've presented. They wanted the civilians and then the military should really begin the issue of reconciliation. Much as what has happened in the past, they need to open a new page for peace building, reconciliation, and forgiveness at the grassroots level, so that in the end, all of us live in peace and harmony.